Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ask the AD is sponsored by the Green Turtle, featuring the Turtle Trio. Get it? Three favorites for $15.99. Plus $2 off personal pictures. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. Let's welcome in the AD, Jim Smith. Jim, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Bob. Great. How are you?
Doing all right. And, you know, we have to start with what's going on in the NBA because it kind of trickles down. The over 30 people, Cash Patel, with Novayam, obviously, we're watching the press conference where Chauncey Billups, head coach of the Blazers, Hall of Famer, Scary Terry Rozier, Damon Jones, assistant coach a few years back for the Cavs, among others, were arrested. I mean, gambling's legal in most states, Maryland included, full disclosure. I like to place a wager or two, but I mean, the news is pretty shocking. But is it really shocking, though, given today's landscape?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think we're all shocked. At least I'm shocked. And you're right, gambling's pretty pervasive, but it is one of the things in this role that keeps you up at night. I mean, it's a scary situation, and there's not a lot of. You know, we do the education, but there's just not a lot of parameters to prevent it. And now that the NCAA has determined that, student athletes can place wagers on professional sports, I'm not a fan of that. I understand why they did it, but it just makes it that much harder.
Yeah. Can of worms opened for that one, for sure. All right, we want to spend the whole segment with you, Jim, talking about things that are out of our control, quite frankly. But let's talk about what happened last night, College Park, the Midnight Mile. I'm an old geezer. I used to go to Coldfield House for Midnight Madness that Lefty started over 50 years ago. Talk about what went down last night. It's not the same as it was because Coldfield House doesn't exist anymore. It's now the football facility. But tell our listeners what the Midnight Mile was all about as we officially tip off basketball 2025-26.
Yeah, I mean, it's really a tribute to Lefty and continuing that legacy with, you know, there were a lot of students out there at midnight to run that Midnight Mile. And, hey, they're a lot faster than I thought they were. I thought I was going to be able to keep up with them, but that was not the case. But it was a great night, a very festive beginning to men's basketball after we had the men's and women's basketball banquet, earlier in the evening. Just, out at Ludwig Field, real positive energy and just a fun evening to be out and to really kick off basketball season.
Hey, Jim, I mean, to me, you love the freshmen that are on the team. My question is,
football team.
Yeah, the football team. Malik, Stewart, those types of guys. All right, the thing about football nowadays is, which to me is ridiculous, is how are you going to try to protect them for next year? Because, you know, when you've got stars like that, all these people with the big money, they're going to be coming at Malik. They're going to be coming at Stewart. They're going to be coming. How do you protect your house?
Yeah, I mean, that is the job. I think that's my job, right? I think that to find the resources to make sure we can retain all our top talent and that they, as long as they want to be here, we're going to get a deal done. I mean, this is about keeping our best talent in the state of Maryland that grows up here, and then the best talent on our roster, and we're committed to getting those resources to make sure that that happens. We're not going to get outbid by anybody. I'm not going to let that happen. So I feel really confident that we're going to be able to retain everybody we want to retain.
Now, Jim, you know what's interesting is like your job nowadays, you know, is like to me a crazy job because, you know, the landscape of college football with them firing coaches and stuff, how much really control do the ADs have? Like we read last week where the University of Florida, the AD, the boosters met with the AD and said, if you don't fire that coach this weekend, we're not giving you any money. So in your position, are you in total control or are the boosters in total control?
I feel like I'm in total control. The decision on how this department's going to run is mine. But, you know, everybody's going to take input. No one sits in their office thinking, hey, we're not going to listen to what someone has to say. So, but the ultimate decision, sits with me.
Jim Smith, Athletic Director, University of Maryland, joining us here. Vinny at 81.057 The Fan does it every Thursday, brought to you by the Green Turtle. Vinny brought up football. Another tough foul, UCLA. I said before the break, Jim, if the game were three quarters, game day be at Maryland next week for homecoming against Indiana. But it's a four-quarter game. And I mean, speaking of people rising up, Mike Loxley feeling the heat from a lot of the fan base. Mike Loxley, your support is what for him? And how close are the Terps to closing out a 60-minute game as opposed to losing yet another tough one in the final minute or two?
Yeah, I think, I look back at the season and say, so far we've played 3.5 really good quarters, 4 quarters at Wisconsin, 3.5 really good quarters in our next 3 Big Ten games. And, it's got to be a little better than that. I think one of the things that we all recognize is that we got a really young team. And now it's time to stop saying they're a young team and we have to get them to play at that next level. Everybody's got to understand in the Big Ten, when you get to the fourth quarter, there's a fourth gear that everybody's got to hit. And I think the coaches certainly see that. I think they understand that. And now it's their job to get them to translate that to the players to play at another level in that final, 8 minutes of the game.
Jim, what do you got cooked up for homecoming with Indiana coming in? I'm getting
national TV game.
Yeah, they're 24-point favorite over UCLA, so they'll probably be coming in undefeated. So, what do you got cooked up for that one? And what's the interest?
It's the interest as it should be for any homecoming game. It's high, and Indiana's had a great year, great 2 years. When you're playing the number 2 team in the country, it's actually a really exciting opportunity. I can tell you the energy still on campus. And in the football office and in the locker room is really positive. We're tracking ahead of where we were at Washington right now from a sales standpoint. We'll see how the next 7 or 8 days goes, but we could have another really big crowd here at CQ Stadium for what's going to be a really big matchup that I feel really good about.
Speaking of Indiana, men's soccer, number 4 in the country. Indiana, number 14 tomorrow night, Ludwig Field. How big is this game? Well, obviously, based on the rankings, pretty huge one for the Turtles here.
Hey, 2 in a row. Indiana first, always an incredible soccer program. Actually, Coach Yeagley there played for me when I was the president and GM of the Columbus Crew. So it's going to be nice to be able to see him. He's got a really good team. We've got a really good team. And then Washington comes in the following week. And they've got a really good team. There's going to be some great soccer being played at Ludwig over the next 2 weeks.
Jim Smith, Athletic Director, University of Maryland. Jim, it's Total Request Thursday. The floor is yours.
Okay, so only appropriate. Pat Benatar, hit me with your best shot.
Jim Smith, appreciate it as always. Good luck to the Turtles in soccer this weekend. And we'll talk to you next Thursday ahead of that Indiana football game.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.